right, bam. I didn't realize you had some bike issues, but, like, damn it, on these conditions with that start, like, you could have maybe ended podium. I mean, sure. I feel like it.
No, 100%. I would have podiumed tonight. In my mind, I mean, there's great racers out there, but I was riding good for...
And you ride well in these conditions.
Yeah, I ride well in these conditions. My bike was working really good, and just a freak accident. It's happened a couple times this year, just out of nowhere. My rear brake will be absolutely fine, and then all of a sudden, nothing.
So you didn't hit anybody? Like,
nope. No, it's just a weird thing, and it's happened at home once or twice, and at a race once or twice. So, out of nowhere, you know. The only thing, like, I can think today is I couldn't use my front brake because my finger got smashed.
When did that happen?
Thursday.
Okay.
So, yeah, Thursday morning I was riding, slid out, finger got crushed, yep. Went to the ER, got
between the clever
and the ground or brake or throttle, and, exploded it pretty good.
Looks ugly.
It's ugly. Yep. So, couldn't use my front brake today. I used my front rear brake a lot, and...
Yeah, so then the rear brake goes out because you're...
Yeah, so I was dependent on it, and...
You're revving at 15,000 RPM, you're using your rear brake as a governor.
Right? So it's, just disappointing, kind of bummed, and I was riding well, like... Had a good heat race.
Even last week was set up for you too.
Sometimes on me, and this one's like really stings. So I'm just freaking pissed, and I should have had a couple podiums this year already. So I'm just it's just frustrating.
I can't even imagine riding that without a rear brake.
Again, like, and then I got back out and it came back.
Okay.
And then it went away again. So I'm like, this is carnage. So I was like, I should have had a top 10, but it was just sketchy as shit. And this week I'm going to go home and probably won't be able to ride too much. I want to get this finger, try to heal up as much as I can before next weekend. And man.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks, man, because, like, you can't get going. You seem to get going, then something happens.
My riding's there, and, like, I was even talking to Eldon after the race. He's like, mate, bombed for you, like, right there. Like, I know we've been saying it for however many damn rounds we've been going. I'm riding great at home, and my bike's working good. So it's just a bummer, but try again next week.
Is it? You're old as shit, so you've been around a long time. But AP and Malcolm and you were kind of in this spot early.
Yep.
They have progressed and they've gotten wins and riding better. Yeah. And we are waiting on you. And you ride with those guys?
Yeah, again,
so,
like,
I'm not trying to be like a negative guy.
Absolutely not. I agree 1,000%. Like, tonight was a night where it should have been, and it wasn't. And, like, tonight is necessarily I probably shouldn't have been racing. Like, dude, I shouldn't have been. My finger's fucked. Like, it's destroyed. But I made it happen. I pushed through it, did what I needed to do today, and then main event, put myself in the great position, and had a freak mechanical. So, mentally for me, I just need to keep going. All right, next weekend. For me, I don't fucking quit. Yeah. Like, that's, we all know that. And I feel really good fitness-wise and health, and just need to get my finger healed up now. Yeah. But... yeah, it pisses me off. Like, I'm super happy for the boys and the crew, and everyone's working hard. But at the end of the day, like, there's just been little things that are suck.
Next year, would we have any news? Are we talking? Is things are going
on? I'm my own agent, so I'm.
You are.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I have Lance Langston. Yeah, he's my lawyer.
Okay.
But, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm going to everyone and talking to people and trying to secure something for next year. I don't have any. I've been just talking.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you probably know better than I know.
I mean, I know some things, but
So we'll see. I don't know what's gonna happen, but I would like to think the next couple weeks some pieces will start falling like with other riders, and then for me, I mean, dude, I think if a team's looking at, like, I'm gonna talk about myself, which I don't like to do, but like if a team's like, I'm like, give me a good atmosphere, a good bike, we're gonna get results, and I'm a top five guy all day, and I can get podiums and a win. So
you have fan following. I think people like you.
I have a great fan following. I'm a good dude on the track. You know, I get shit from guys, but like I've cleaned that up a lot too. So in the day, like with the gas, we built this thing into a great thing. Yeah. But TLD and myself, and so I feel like I'm great for. A team, and I'm still hungrier than ever. And this year's been a bummer that I haven't had more podiums and results, but it's just been some little weird stuff, but I'm sure people watching on the outside can hopefully see that. And I don't know where I'm going to be next year, but I'll be somewhere, and I'm on a race, and my fitness is good. My body's still strong, and I'm still hungrier than ever.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
Okay. Thanks.